Welcome back to the Mountain Money Show. Jill Schroyer here from Expedition HR with Roger Goldman, and we're thrilled to host another guest today, Suzanne Dildy from the Scout Guide Park City. Thanks for being here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Well, as a little introduction about the Scout Guide, some of you may already be familiar with it. It's a publication dedicated to living beautifully, living well, and living like an insider wherever you are. Scout Guide will connect you with inspiration as well as with makers and experts who can help enhance your life, elevate your surroundings, and enjoy your community the fullest. They feature excellent independently owned businesses and business owners that both locals and travelers to the area should know about in more than 60 cities, sharing tips from a vast network of experts, everything from creating inviting guest room to selecting stationery to planning a formal garden, offering inspiration for creating beautiful interiors, well-edited closet, entertaining in style, etc. So,
yes.
Suzanne, thanks again for being here.
Thanks so much.
More, did I leave anything out on an introduction?
That was pretty good, but really the main focus of the Scout Guide is to support local businesses. So what we do is we tell their stories through beautiful photography. We show the names behind the faces of the business owners. And it's all about supporting local. That's why it started. It started in Charlottesville, Virginia, because the founders were really concerned with all the big businesses coming in town and doing away with all their small local businesses, which really is what helps us thrive and makes us unique. So I thought it would be a good fit for Park City, and I think I was right.
Great. So is there a cost to the Scout Guide, and where can you get it?
It's complimentary. So we just launched last week at a party at the River Horse for our members and friends. And so I have just started distributing to member locations. So everyone who's in the book will have a stack at their place of business. So, for instance, the Dermatology House or Lit Salons, the River Horse, OC Tanner, just to name a few of the businesses in the book. So that's one place. It's also going to be direct mail to certain households. Also, coffee shops. I'm working with the hotels right now and high-end rentals. Just trying to get it out, you know, everywhere.
Okay, so say someone listening says, I'm not near any of those locations, don't know anyone at the anyone that you partner with. I want a copy. Where should they head for that?
Well, they could call me. It's a small town. I'll be right over. I would love for you to have a copy.
We'll give some contact information towards the end of the interview. One of the things that I noticed about the document is when you pick it up, it radiates a quality of printing. And the thing that I really noticed was that the photographs are pretty outstanding and pretty consistently interesting, well lit, and they draw your eye into the ad. So my question for you is, are you? How do you standardize that? Are you hiring one photographer, or are you sort of, because they really are. I find it hard to believe that everybody could have done it that well without some hand of yours.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm really excited about the photography. And the answer to that question is, yes, each guide has their own photography. I wish that my photographer was here this morning with me. His name is Tom Lebzak, and he's amazing. So basically what we do is I have a creative meeting with each of my members once they decide to be in the guide, and we kind of look at their vision. And that, to me, was just the most fun part, to be creative and come up with ideas, sometimes think outside the box how we want to show their businesses. And since we live in such a gorgeous town, it was really fun to have shoots that were outside to showcase our beautiful town. So, yes, we do have one photographer, and we just have fun with it. And most people don't like to have their photograph taken, but we make it fun. You know, bring a little champagne and get them relaxed. And most people really had a great time with their photo shoots. So, and I'm just so happy about how beautifully it turned out.
One of the things that I noticed was that there were not a lot of not-for-profits in here. And do you offer a special not-for-profit rate? Because this is a town, I mean, I think the Egyptians in there, and that mm-hmm. might be the only one that I noticed.
Yeah.
Do you offer a special not-for-profit rate?
Absolutely. In fact, I give away one spread to a nonprofit every year, and the Egyptian is the nonprofit that I chose for mm-hmm. volume one. Mm-hmm. And the book also, it's an annual guide, so it comes out once a year, and every year I will choose a nonprofit, and I would love to have more. I welcome that.
I was going to ask you, so I skimmed through and kind of looked at which type of businesses you have in there. So tell me, do you find that you tend to have more of one type of business that either wants to be in the guide, contacts you, or that you are seeking out, you know, I really want the bulk of it to be a certain kind of business? Tell me more about that, if you would.
So that's a really good question. Absolutely, there are certain businesses who, of course, are more attracted to the Scout Guide, one being realtors. So what we do with the Scout Guide is we cap our lifestyle categories. So for instance, I only have 3 realtors in my book. I was pleased with how many local businesses were interested in Scout. I was thinking, oh, it would be more tourist related, but really I've got medical in there. The local businesses really, really took to it. So I try to cap the categories, most of them at 3. And there's a wait list already for volume 2.
Okay.
So yes.
And when will we see volume 2?
So I launched volume 1 last week. And so it will come out every year in October.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So while most of these businesses look truly local, there are some that look to me like more like statewide or national, like O.C. Tanner. How do you draw that distinction, or do you?
That's a good question, too. So to me, Utah's
local.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, someone may start the Salt Lake book, and then they can, you know. But O.C. Tanner has been in Park City for more than 15 years.
Absolutely.
And they're a staple, and they do a lot for our community. So I consider that local, especially if they are involved, like O.C. Tanner is, in supporting the community.
So, we're a business show, and, of course, I always have to ask business-like questions. The entire model, I take it, is financed on advertising revenue. It's purely, you know, because you're giving the book away.
Mm-hmm.
How do you figure out the price point to make it work?
Well, luckily, I didn't have to do that.
Okay.
So we're based in Charlottesville, Virginia. So the founders started Scout there 10 years ago, and it just caught on like wildfire. Towns all around Virginia, and then I found out about it in New Orleans, and I always pick up a copy when I travel. So they're the ones that came up with the format, because obviously the printing is very expensive.
Yeah.
So yes,
it's a pretty book. It really is.
Thank you. It's yes, it's all advertising, but it doesn't look like it's advertising. So my favorite question is when people say, "Well, how do you make money? I mean, it looks like you just went around and took photographs of all these businesses," and it is generated through advertising. Yes.
But when you said you don't have to find the people who are going to advertise with it. You said tell me a little more about that.
Oh, no, I find the advertisers for sure, but I didn't have to come up with how much it costs per page.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
I think that was your question about
it.
Yeah.
Is it a franchise model? Is that what this is?
It is, exactly.
Okay.
So the founders just decided it was a better format rather than them control all of the publications throughout the network.
It would be hard.
Yes. And so it's ironic that it's a franchise because it's all about supporting local businesses, but it works out because now I'm a local business. So I'm the local business owner and I'm passionate about this town and about all the businesses in the book. So it worked out really great.
Now, do you have any? Do Scout books ever have any editorial content? I mean, there's a map in the middle, but is there? Do you do any writing at all in these magazines? Typically, there isn't much in this one for sure.
Generally, not. Okay. Mine actually has more than most. I added a calendar of events, and I had the map, the beautiful map drawn out because I know we do have visitors in the town, so I wanted people to find these businesses and to know what's going on. But I can pretty much, you know, do what I want. If I wanted to put more editorial in, I could. So, in addition to the book, though, we have a huge online presence. So there's a lot more editorial on Instagram. We've got a gorgeous website. My website, in fact, just went live today. The book just went live today on the Scout Guide National website. So all my members get a national presence, which is amazing. So our editorial is online. I will start a blog soon, but I've just been too busy. This has been a really crazy year getting this together. So our editorial is more online than it is in the book. So it starts with the book, and then we tell their stories also. We continue it through the blog, website, social media.
Okay, I like it. So there's no kind of restrictions, rules around that as far as the headquarters of the Scout Guide, as far as what you can include, what you can't. You do have some flexibility there as the owner here.
Absolutely. As the editor and the owner, I can include whatever I want. So I'm welcome to suggestions. In fact, I took the suggestion for the calendar from the marketing director at the Montage. So she says, we'd really like to see some, you know, just a little bit more editorial. Maybe a calendar would be good for our visitors.
What's the most similar publication that you've seen around here? This is definitely unique, like Roger said. I mean, the quality is clearly high. What have you found in town to be the most comparable or?
Actually, nothing. Nothing is really comparable. I think it's apples to oranges. We have some really lovely publications in town. Obviously, Park City Magazine is amazing with all the stories that they tell. Dishing is just restaurants. So I really think that the Scout Guide is completely unique and stands out from the other ones. They're all great, and we're all different in our own ways.
There's one, Neighbors of Park City is a newish one.
Yes.
Coming out as well.
Yes.
And I know they're more into the kind of the stories of kind of who are your neighbors, who are the business owners in town.
Exactly.
But a different format, more of a magazine type.
Yes. Betsy is doing a great job with that publication. It's really sweet. She tells stories, about the people in town. It's a great publication. I love it. She's doing a great job.
Now, if I go to the website, will it have, obviously, is it a national website I go to first? Is that the portal?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go probably able to click down to the Park City version.
Exactly.
And would I see most of the content that's in the book, reflected on the website as well?
Yes, that's a good question. In fact, today, the Scout Guide Park City just went live on the national website. So what you do is you go to thescoutguide.com, and it's a beautiful lifestyle website, but you will see at the very top, you can click on, it says cities. And then when you go to cities, you find Park City, and you click on that, and you can actually look through the publication online. So you can order the book if you're out of town, or you can look through it right there. So I'm excited. I haven't even seen it yet. My husband just told me that it's online today, so I'm super excited. I've been waiting for that.
Right. Well, what have we missed, Suzanne, that we haven't discussed so far to... share about the guide that we may not have.
I think we've covered it all. Really, also, it's about community. The Scout Guide is about connecting businesses with each other. At the launch party last week, the thing that I heard the most from my members was how much they loved being a part and included in this community of people who are really, good at what they do. So we also connect people. And it's all about, supporting local. We really need to do that here in Park City. And our motto is live, love, local. So that's what I'm going to be preaching. For my members.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for being here today. And tell us again how to contact you and how to visit the Scout Guide online.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, you can go to thescoutguide.com and click on cities and click on Park City. And you can reach me that way. There's also through Instagram. You can message me that way or through my Facebook page.